Hi, welcome to All These Things Podcast. I'm James.
And I'm Artesia.
We're a married couple in our late 20s navigating life in corporate America.
One part auditor.
One part PR professional.
No kids yet, but in the meantime, we enjoy traveling, finding unique events, and plotting our next adventure. On All These Things, we talk about all things relationships, success, culture, wealth, inspiration, and whatever else is top of mind. Listen in and enjoy All These Things Podcast.
Let's start the show. Hey y'all, it's final season, let's get it going. Game 7, I'm ready.
Yes, Game 7 on Sunday.
Oh man, and all the drama's happening between the games. Like they say, it goes down in the DMs, or in this case, on Twitter.
It goes down on Twitter. Ayesha Curry is like all over my Facebook feed.
She's all the way up
on Twitter. And then I watched the interview with Stephen Smith on ESPN.
Look at you watching ESPN.
Well, I saw it floating around the internet, and it was like 13 minutes of ridiculousness, in my opinion. So we can get through it. We specifically did not talk about this yet so that we can have this debate.
Yeah, it needed to have its own space and time because there was a whole lot going on. And let's just start it off with the game because we were going back and forth. A few friends and I were just like, what is really going on with the game in general? It's getting a little bit heated between LeBron and Steph. And it's also kind of a travesty that they had to get to 3-3. But what was happening in the stands, though, when Steph got ejected from the game is really what turned things up to another level.
Yeah, so that's the start of it. So when he got fouled out and he got ejected from the game, there's a video going around where it's showing Ayesha, Steph's mom and Steph's sister, and they're all like celebrating in the stands, like clapping for him and blowing kisses to the fans as he's being ejected from the game. It's like literally three women amongst all these Cavs fans. And so that's kind of the first thing that people started talking about. Then she tweets on Twitter during the game, basically saying, sorry, this is absolutely rigged for money or ratings. I'm not sure which. I won't be silent. I just saw it live. Sorry.
Which is funny because people want to be bad, but they're not. Because I won't be silent, yet you deleted the tweet.
Yeah, she deleted it, and I was up watching it, and I was like kind of refreshing my Twitter feed because I knew she was going to say something else. And then all of a sudden, it like went away. And I was like, okay.
Before the screenshot.
Even though I didn't screenshot it, I know the world screenshotted
please,
it. So
please, there are people watching probably her and everybody else related to that account all game. Just waiting for moments like this.
Exactly. So basically, she said that the NBA rigged the game for ratings or for money. And
I mean, for real, a lot of people have been saying that. Because you're like, there's not going to be a sweep. When you saw it was 3-1, it's like, nah, just no, it's not going to be a sweep. Yeah. But should you be saying that, Ayesha?
Well,
should you?
There's still so much more to this story. So after she deletes the tweet, she says, hey, I tweeted in the moment, in the heat of the moment. Because the call was uncalled for. Then she tweets right after that saying the police racially profiled her father, telling him to remove his credentials, and they tried to arrest him. She said, it's been a long night for me. I apologize. Then she comes up and say, I'm okay with the fact that the team lost. I just can't take people coming at me or my family for no reason, something I don't understand or stand for. So she's had like a dramatic night. Okay.
Well, okay. We can focus on those tweets, but earlier in the night, she was complaining because their bus got there and they wouldn't let them off the bus. They weren't really given a rationale, but they were in there and it was rumored that they missed the beginning of the game or they were rushing to get to their seat,
right,
so they wouldn't miss the beginning of the game. And so she thought that was a tactic because she tweeted about that too.
She also tweeted, here we are on the bus, late again.
She tweeted about a cousin who was wearing Warriors gear that, you know, had an issue out of the casino or something in the streets. So she kind of came to this game hot, like, Cleveland is really trying it tonight.
Yeah.
And so that's fine. But when you do these things, I'm sorry. I don't believe that people of your stature, because I checked your account, you have over 500,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this stuff like this has occurred to you before. You didn't think there was anything wrong with it. That's why you tweeted. I don't believe you got hot in the moment and just put it out there and then was like, oops.
I believe she did.
No, I believe she put it out there. She was mad and somebody went and told her, nah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why she deleted it.
And to me, if you're going to be bad, be bad. You put it out there. You know people have screenshots of it. Just leave it there. Now, I will say this. her excuse was fair enough. She was just like, she was owning up to it.
Right. And Steph did an interview afterwards, and he basically said, yeah, she's had a really tough night. She was very emotional, and I'm not mad at her for putting out an emotional tweet. He's not mad about it. So why is everybody else mad? I have seen the gamut on this, and it is so ridiculous. No, don't be rolling your eyes at me, okay?
Because you know why they're mad.
I don't understand. Because
they're getting rich.
I don't understand why. No, I'm talking about people, like regular people.
Regular people are mad because Steph and Aisha are rich, and therefore they cannot do these things. You're not allowed to have normal emotions when you're in spotlight like that.
But that's what I'm trying to say, is you are allowed to have normal emotions, and what she was saying and doing was a normal emotion. It was literally in, like, when she tweeted about the game being rigged, it was like it during the last few minutes of the game. Like, she was heated.
If she would have not tweeted it, but if she would have just said it, yes, it would have been better.
Anyways,
because now this is the problem, and take it from somebody who counsels people on social media. When you are saying these things online, you are saying it for an audience, yes. And you are not expecting people to clap back the way they did. So when you come and you say, they're coming for me and my family for no reason, there's a reason.
No, but the way people are coming at her and her family, death threats and like crazy insults are unwarranted. That's what she's saying.
Okay, there's no reason for death threats, but everybody...
I believe that the harsh insults and the threats of physical harm, that's what she's talking about. I don't think she said, obviously she knows that people are going to disagree with her or that they're not going to like what she said. But what her next tweet was saying is like, I'm not going to take you guys talking about my family like this just because I have a different opinion than you. And I think that that's a fair response. Like, people should not be going in on her talking, like, on previous games, people were like, you know, going after her two girls and the two daughters and stuff. So it's totally ridiculous. She has a husband who's in this game. She feels passionately about what happened. She said it. What? Like, that's not a big thing.
No. Okay. I think it is a big thing. One, control your emotions to say what you need to say. If you want to say it to the person next to you, if you want to yell it.
So how many people have to control their emotions in the heat of a very intense basketball game? Does LeBron James have to hold his emotions when he knocked that ball out of Steph's hand
This is the same problem, and we need to get to Stephen A. Smith and his comments, because you're doing the same damn thing. When you're sitting over here, This is why we can't have a good political conversation in this country, because the minute somebody says something, y'all pivot to the next point over here. Well, we're talking about Aisha, and I'm about to go in.
Okay, wait a second. There are several things that can't be talked about, including that, but I will say, we did say this podcast today is about Aisha and her tweets. And the reaction to her tweets. So fine. But I'm just saying, if you want to use that, I'm just saying that, like, that was a perfect analogy to what you're saying.
And this is why I'm going to go in right now. In 3, 2, 1. Aisha Curry needs to understand. And I shouldn't say needs to. You know why? Because she is a grown woman with her own money doing whatever. I think Aisha Curry needs to understand that there's ways to express yourself other than taking your phone and picking it up. What did Drake say about Meek? Twitter fingers? Twitter fingers get people in trouble on a regular basis.
Agreed.
And you can express yourself. You could yell. You could have screamed. You could have done whatever. And people will still have something to say. Mm-hmm. But it's a different thing when you're out there broadcasting it. Please understand that. That's why I think some people are really feeling like, okay, so you wanted to put this out there. She might as well have put out a statement. Because that's what you're doing when you're tweeting, when you're her.
Yes. It's a statement.
And her statement should not have been put out. You cannot go as anybody related to anybody on an NBA team and talk about how it was rigged for money or whatever else. That's a very strong statement, mm-hmm. and you should not be putting it out there in writing.
It was a very strong statement, clearly said, in the heat of the moment.
Oh, so when she gets hot, when she goes on Twitter? That's what happens?
That's what happened. I'm not saying that's what happens all the time.
And it should not happen.
That's what happened. And it doesn't need all of this backlash. Obviously she said something in the moment. Like, there was even like a couple typos in it. She rushed to write it.
Okay,
she was in the
moment. People rush all the time.
But
she was wrong on that account.
I disagree.
Do not tweet these things. Don't tweet these things. There are a lot of things you think. I'm sure there was a lot more that she thought that she didn't tweet. Why? Because she knows she shouldn't tweet those things.
let's go to Steven.
Yeah, because nothing
I think,
to say.
No, because I think that there are some points that he's making that are similar to yours, and I kind of want to get to some of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about him, because I have a few bones to pick with him, too.
Okay, so Stephen Smith was on ESPN First Take, and it's about a 13-minute video. We'll put it on our Facebook and our social media on Twitter if you guys want to see it. But basically, he's responding to her tweets, right? And one of the things that I noted from what he said is he says that she's just thinking about herself and not of him, that she has an obligation to look after her man, and that she's not just Aisha, she's also Steph Curry's wife, and she needs to be in her place, basically, is what he's saying.
Yeah, so I'm gonna
that's
agree.
One of his points.
I'm gonna agree with some of your take on it there. Actually,
no, that's his take.
No, some of your take on him. I think he actually went even stronger on that. With she's not just Aisha Curry, to say that she's not Aisha Curry. She is Steph Curry's wife first.
Right, and that's wrong.
And it's like not even like, oh, you're two things. No, you're this first, you're this and first, then you're a person.
And that's bullshit.
And that's a step too far. And it was kind of like dripping through a lot of his comments about her needing to know her place.
Was extremely sexist. Are you kidding me?
And you know what it really got me off though is like where he really he took it to another place that he didn't need to.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of relates to when we were talking a few weeks back about that professor that said, should I happen to, you know, if I happen to embark on a career in PR, like what we, it's like, you don't need to impart any specific thing upon me. And he was very much like things she should be doing and should not be doing as mm-hmm. as a wife.
As a wife, yeah.
And how you need to take care of your man. But the other thing that got me is, don't hit me with the condescending stuff when he's talking about she's a beautiful young lady with a promising future.
Right.
That's the part that got me. As if you're going to read between the lines, like when that professor told me, should I embark on a career, how I might not have resources in the future if I act like this. You're saying if she acts like this, are you threatening her career? And or saying that her career could be over.
Yes,
she was a promising future. And what promising future? She has a career right now that she's good with. And she's not trying to get into anybody else's lane. And it was just a weird thing that you were telling her to fall back in so many ways.
I think that you make a good point that what he was saying is she's a wife first and herself second. That's complete trash. She's herself first. She has her own opinions. That's what she has said multiple times in her Twitter. She's like, I'm not going to stand for it. That's why she's saying what she feels, because she's her own independent person with her own independent thoughts. Do some of those thoughts, are they going to have repercussions and are people going to like her opinions? Maybe not. But to suggest that she needs to, quote, stay in her lane, that you know, she needs to stay put because she's the wife. And then he took it and he compared her to LeBron James's wife. And the things that he said about LeBron James's wife, in addition to going into why he thinks the media is treating Aisha versus Savannah, who's LeBron James's wife, differently. If we kind of take it one step at a time, because there are several things to go there. But one of the things that he says, he's like, he's praising Savannah because she doesn't do anything. She knows what her role is. She's quiet, she's unassuming, and she stays in her lane.
Yeah.
And that is not what every woman has to do. If that's what Savannah wants to do, that is amazing. That is great. If that's how she wants to support her husband, that is great. All wives do not have to do that.
Now, what I'm going to say is, where I can agree with maybe one of his ideas, but nowhere near how he articulated it, is Aisha is at some level an ambassador for him. And I think these types of comments about rigging and money is just too dangerous and charged of a statement. I don't think she has to play any position for anybody else other than what she and Steph decides
mm-hmm.
is the position. And clearly, as you noted earlier, Steph is cool with whatever it is. At minimum, they put out a united front, like the elevator.
Exactly.
A lot of things happen, go down in the elevator, but we were good. Where I have an issue with him in comparing Savannah and her is like, no one else brought up Savannah, so why are you bringing it up? You're clearly Team LeBron, and I think the whole way through you seem like you're just hating on them. What I didn't like about it, and I'm trying not to read too much into it, is he kept alluding to this difference between LeBron and Savannah and Aisha and Steph.
Colorism.
And the only thing I was about to say is this a Team Light Skin, Team Dark Skin issue? And you are clearly
wanting to penalize
them because they're light skinned, and you're saying because they're light skinned, they're getting more attention and undeserved attention.
Yep.
And he then tried to back it up, and I hate when people do this. I'm sorry, I spent a career in college and then after analyzing the way people line up their arguments, you then want to say, well, LeBron's been doing this for 13 years and they just showed up on a scene and he just won a championship last year.
He's belittling
I'm sorry.
Him.
I'm not going to go down the list and give all the stats that Steph Curry has earned within his time in the career, which is more than 1 year. He just won the championship. So now you're mad. He's a defending champion.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's about. But the idea that they just arrived and therefore don't deserve the attention. So I have to earn it. Did LeBron earn it? When he showed up on the scene, he showed up on the scene and people paid attention.
Yep.
So don't be mad at that. And this whole idea, I'm going to compare team light skin to team dark skin. I'm going to compare one woman to another woman.
Yep.
Why are his kids and y'all out there? And he did not give anywhere near enough credence to the other commentator who was actually explaining this, saying, look, there may be a reason. LeBron may want his family in the background.
Right.
Steph and Aisha are definitely building. I'm sorry. They are building a media empire. By the time this thing is done, they're going to have a reality show. It's going to be there because the daughter's out there. They have no problem with her being in media. They have no problem with her being at the press conferences. He's out there. And so is Aisha. And she's, you know, she does her cooking and everything else.
Yep.
They're a media family. And just because you're not a media family, don't penalize them for them getting opportunities. And don't have your gripe with them. Have your gripe with the other people if you feel like they're getting too much attention. Gripe with your own media counterparts.
And to that point about the Stephen pinning the two women together, Aisha responded to that like during this interview. And she said, at Stephen A. Smith, why are you putting two women against each other like that? You're the one that's out of pocket. And she says that because he called her out of pocket. And he says that she needs to, that she stepped out of line. What she does is a reflection of Steph, that she is putting him in a precarious situation, and she's putting his job in a precarious situation, and that she needs to not have the zest to speak out. And he also called her classless.
Yes, that was another thing.
This is so,
it was so charged.
So ridiculous. I'm like, this is not classless. I saw some people on my social media who are saying that she's petty. I'm like, she's not being petty. She is being emotional about the fact that that her husband lost a really big game.
And no,
he got
ejected
from a really big game. Her father got profiled. She's pissed about that. Her family's had a terrible time here in Cleveland. She's mad about a lot of different things. And then also the trolls come after her on social media. The things that people have replied to her tweet saying, I mean, a lot of people are like, girl, Stephen Smith is trying to give you some advice. It was not insulting. Are you kidding me? To me, that is a brainwashed person. And these are a lot of women saying this too.
Oh, they're this always, is, it's always the case.
Like there are women who are listening to what Stephen said and they're telling Aisha, he's trying to help you. And I think that is complete garbage. He is not trying to help her.
Unfortunately, you know what? Unfortunately, the same way that there are times and I know we've disagreed on this. I feel like there are times when she has a certain perspective on, like, she tries to position herself as a guide. She doesn't say I'm a guide, but some of the comments she's saying are interpreted as I'm a guide for how some women should be.
Who?
I think Aisha.
Okay.
I think these women are now that, I think that's why they're coming at her. It's when you're in the spotlight and you're in the spotlight from a specific perspective,
yeah.
Especially also when it comes with any air of any Christian or religious tone.
Oh yeah.
People are just like, no, I'm ready to strike you down with that stone right now. So that's what she's going through.
And sorry, go ahead.
But what I was gonna say about this thing they have going on here about what she's doing and the zest. Yeah, you know what? You should have the zest to not speak, because what you're doing to her is and calling her classless and all the other people saying you're petty is the same thing they did to Cam Newton when he supposedly
exactly.
was not sportsmanlike. And everybody, when they did that, they were swearing up and down, okay, this is a racial thing. It is, if it was a white person, they wouldn't have said it. And the, you know, this white black dynamic, you're doing it right now between a light skinned person you don't like and a dark skinned person you do like. That's what you're doing, mm-hmm. Stephen A. Smith, and you don't see it. But that's exactly what you're doing. You're calling her unsportsmanlike for a natural emotion that she had. My issue with it is that she took to Twitter.
And that's what
I'm trying
to say.
But she could have it.
Everybody nowadays does not understand the natural reaction part that you just said. When you see somebody who's playing a sport, I mean, you have to think, like, not even playing a sport, when people, like, mess up presentations, when anything that you have worked really hard on goes wrong, you have a natural reaction that's like, this is bullshit, I'm mad, I'm upset, whatever. And why are people acting like that's not natural? Cam Newton is a great example of that. He lost the game, so he's sitting there, he doesn't want to talk. And they're like, he should talk, and
yeah,
what kind of sore loser?
Understand.
It's not being a sore loser. I'm just in my feelings right now because I've prepared for this for a long time and it's not working out. And that's what's happening
and
here.
It, look, it is just driven by what people like and don't like. There was one of my friends was on WhatsApp, and they were making jokes about Steph. They were saying Steph is as soft as McDonald's ice cream because he doesn't show enough emotion and anger and whatever else. So it was very funny. So he gets all hyped now. He tosses the guard.
And he's out. Yeah.
And it's just like, okay. So when he's all too nice and polite, y'all talk crap.
Mm-hmm.
When he's not, then it's a thing. Yeah. And I'm like, really, was that enough for him to get out? That could go down a whole nother road about what they're calling people on and ejecting people for. Because I think across all sports, they've gone too far with what they call as fouls. They're doing too much.
Well, another thing that I want to bring up briefly is people on social media who are saying that she's not acting Christian. I think that this is so ridiculous.
Do you understand by saying she's not acting Christian, you're not acting Christian?
Exactly, right? You're already talking shit about her. But the thing is, they're saying that her tweets and her, you know, responding to people or whatever is super petty, and that it's not Christian, and that her, like, you know, clapping when Steph was walking away and blowing kisses to the fan, that was petty and unchristian. And I'm like, that to me, I'm like, that has nothing to do with, like, her belief in Jesus Christ. Like, that is, like, those two things are not aligned. And I get so frustrated when people try to say something like that. I'm like, it's one of those, who among us has not been frustrated?
Right.
You know,
right.
Who among us has rooted for somebody who lost, but you still support that person? And so even though everyone's around you being like, well, he lost. You're like, nope, but I'm still here for him. Mm-hmm. You eat like it's a normal
thing. Exactly. That's the crux of it.
Yes. My final, you can do your final word after I do my final word.
Okay.
My final word is I am here for Ayesha Curry. I've liked her ever since I kind of ran into her blogs and stuff like that. But I don't think she's doing anything wrong by voicing her opinion and being a type of woman who's independent and who has an opinion on her husband's career, who has an opinion on whatever situations that she's in, like when she's talking about what's happening on the bus, when she's talking about what happens to her father or whatever. She's opinionated. Her husband is fine with her being opinionated. Everybody else needs to get over it. I'll be here for game 7.
I too will be here for game 7. I'm here for Ayesha Curry in general. I am not here for Ayesha Curry on Twitter. Chill with the Twitter fingers, just like Jake said. Okay? Just chill with it. You don't have to be on Twitter to have these emotions, and it causes a whole nother level. Say what you need to say to the people around you. Clap for the fans. Blow your kisses. It's fine. People understand. They're going to say things anyway, so don't block the haters, because they're going to say something anyway. But just watch the social media stuff. It can lead to bigger things, unnecessary things. So just chill with the Twitter fingers. That's my thought.
All right, everybody. We want your thoughts on this. Like, this conversation will probably continue all the way through to Sunday. So let us know your thoughts. Comment on the podcast link. Find us on Facebook, All These Things Podcast, and on Twitter @_allthesethings.
All right. We'll catch you after game 7.
Bye.